Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So you know I battle with fasting, and you know that I hate the week before, I hate the 9 days, I hate cutting down on coffee, and it just makes me very, very miserable. So we've decided to call in the expert, Rebbitzin Adel Kozulski. She's the presenter, of course, on Healthy You, Wealthy You. Adel, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Listen, you should be giving up your coffee period.
Oh, stop it. Stop right there. Boy, do I know it, because I battle, hey, wow, to reduce my coffee the week before any fast is a proper challenge, and it just shows the dependency that I have on it.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, when I was thinking about how to start a fast and how to end the fast, you know, starting a fast doesn't mean like what should I eat just, you know, 5 minutes before the fast begins, but you actually have to train your body to be ready for the fast. Mm. And one of them, for example, is caffeine. Those that drink a lot of caffeine, remember it's a stimulant. Remember that it dehydrates you. And so yes, number one, cut down your coffee. Number two, on the other side, is get hydrated. Again, not like the hour before you have to start the fast.
Absolutely.
Like just from today, I'm going to, you know, increase the amount of liquids I'm taking, because if you're completely hydrated, chances are you're not going to have that headache and that lethargy that comes with fasting.
So you should start now already. And is that just normal water? People have messaged me about drinking a bit of apple juice, putting apple juice, drinking other things. What is your approach to this?
Look, the other part of starting a fast, you know, on the proper footing, is that you shouldn't be spiking your sugar. So things like apple juice are going to just spike your sugar. So you push your sugar up, and then your sugar will come crashing down, and ultimately somewhere along the line, an hour, two, three, five later, you're going to be hungry again. It comes with carbohydrates as well. My humble opinion is drink water. Okay, make sure that you're fully hydrated. You could drink herbal tea if you want.
Right.
But stay away from sugary stuff and preservatives. And when you are preparing your body, eat some protein, eat fat, good fat, some avocado, some olive oil, and eat a lot of vegetables. Because then what you're doing is you're allowing your body to start without any sugar spikes. And chances are then, you know, your sugar level will remain far more constant.
Mm.
The difficulty in fasting is that we, you know, we get hysterical. It's psychological. We get hysterical. We're going to starve.
Mm-hmm.
So we push in as much carbs as possible.
Absolutely.
And then comes the fast. We absolutely crash. And then it's very difficult.
The other problem, and one certainly that I have more than maybe other people, is on breaking of the fast. If I spike my sugar, then I find I feel really, really terrible. So that, what do you recommend for breaking a fast?
The vice versa. Remember that if your body has been in a state of fasting, you can't go barrage it like a World War III with everything that you possibly can, you know, lay your eyes on. Obviously, again, you're hungry, you know, and when you're hungry, you just go ravaging.
Mm.
Again, rather break your fast on some hot tea or, you know, some liquid. Give it like 10, 15 minutes, you know, don't shock the body. And then again, start putting in food that is going to help with the sugar, as opposed to just, you know, we all go with our Buchlach and we go with all the things. And then I've seen family members starting to vomit afterwards because the body can't take that barrage afterwards, you know? So it's kind of like an ebb and a flow, as opposed to a smash in, smash out type of approach.
It's interesting, because what I've found is the most valuable thing, or the most effective thing for me to eat after a fast, would be something like either rye toast or health bread toast with ever. And I find that somehow, and then I wait a while, and that somehow helps me through those first few hours afterwards. Otherwise, I really do feel too terrible.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a very bad analogy to draw, but do you remember the stories of the people that when they came out of the concentration camps and they tried to feed them and their bodies just couldn't take it? You're putting your body into a bit of a stress mode, which I personally don't think is a very bad stress, but you can't go and let it go back to normal straight away, because your body's going to say, no, I need to be eased out of it. So like soup is a good thing.
Right.
You know, like a pure vegetable soup, or even a chicken soup. is going to be much kinder to the body than going in with all the mizonot or anything that, you know, people generally do for breaking of the fast.
Can we just talk about the fact that Tisha B'Av is actually meant to be, well, it is, Tisha B'Av actually is tonight and tomorrow. We don't fast on Shabbat, so we move it out a day. What are the nuances around this type of situation?
Well, the one thing that I think everybody is celebrating, certainly those that don't like eating fish, to say, is that normally in the 9 days, we abstain from meat. So you only can start on fish, which personally I think is a brilliant idea. But because it's Shabbat, we are to eat a full meal. In fact, it says it should be a glorious meal. It should be a meal that is as like at a king's feast. You know, so you are allowed to eat meat. We don't have the egg and the ashes, because we don't mourn on Shabbat.
Mm-hmm.
And so it does make it easier, both the starting of the fast and the breaking of the fast, for those that are carnivorous or want chicken or meat, because generally we don't do that on a normal Tisha B'Av that falls on a weekday.
Right, but we do start our fast on Shabbat.
Yes, the fast is starting, I stand corrected, around about 20 to 6, so about half an hour before Shabbat finishes. And then finishes, you know, about 6.
Yeah, I have those numbers here. The fast begins at 17:41 and Shabbat ends at 18:16. So we fast for that period. It's just over half an hour on Shabbat. We don't change our leather shoes though. We still can wear leather shoes, which we don't wear on Tisha B'Av. We do wear on Shabbat until Shabbat ends. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is correct.
Right. So that is really because we start the fast at sunset on Shabbat afternoon. Any parting thoughts for us on this Tisha B'Av?
You know, I think that I encourage everybody gets so, you know, nervous about fasting. Fasting is a lot to do with your psychological state, you know. Your body can survive 24 hours without food and drink, you know. Just work it cleverly and with seichel. Give your body what it is that it needs. A body for sure will survive and so will you. And, you know, today, because we're in a special time where Tisha B'Av is a holiday that has been moved forward, our sages go and tell us that hopefully that means that Tisha B'Av can become null and void. So who knows, on Sunday maybe we're going to have the biggest party of all, the arrival of Mashiach.
Absolutely right. It is 8:30. Adel Kozulski, thank you. As always, I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.